Praise our God. Praise our Maker. This morning, God is good. God has created us, and God is worthy of all our praise and glory and honor. This morning, I would like to speak to you again from Charles Spurgeon's 30-day devotional on prayer. And golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Revelation 5:8. Okay, my name is Moses Stelzfus, and my phone number is 717-656-9576. The prayers of the Lord accepts, the prayers the Lord accepts are not the chantings of functionaries, the litanies of priests, or the devout tones of an organ. They must be the prayers of the saints in a believer's life, character, and soul. Sweetness lies. The acceptance comes not unless they are prayers of the saints. And who are the saints? They are those whom the Lord has made holy by the power of His Spirit, whose nature He has purified, whom He has washed in the precious blood of Jesus, and so sanctified to Himself, whom He has filled with His Spirit, and so set apart to His worship. They love Him, praise Him. They bow before Him with solemn awe. Lift our whole souls up in adoration, in adoring love to Him. Their thoughts, desires, long-suffering, longings, confessions, pleadings, and praises are sweet to God. This is music to Him, perfume to His heart, delight to His infinite mind, and pleasant to His sacred spirit. For God is spirit, and His worshipers must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Wer zu Gott kommt, der muss ihn anbeten in der Er muss ihn anbeten in der Geist und in der Wahrheit. John 4:24. And no other fashion is a spiritual after no other fashion is a spiritual God to be worshipped. In prayer, that which is sweet to God is not the words used, though. They ought to be appropriate, but the sweetness lies not in anything perceptible to the outward senses, but in the secret qualities comparable to the essence and aroma of sweet spices. In the incense there lies a subtle and almost spiritual essence that is drawn from it by the burning coals that causes the latent sweetness to spread itself abroad, till all around confess its power. So it is in prayer. Our prayers may be very beautiful in appearance, and might appear to be the very paragon of devotion, but unless there is a secret spiritual force in them, they are vain things. Und wir beten wollen, so müssen wir kommen in der Geist und in der Wahrheit. God is a spirit, and its worshippers must worship Him in spirit and in truth. When I hear a person pray, I am not able to tell whether he prays in faith or not. Did you hear that? I am not able to tell whether he prays in faith or not. It may be a wonderful, beautiful prayer to my ears, but is it that sweet aroma? Is it that sweet incense to God's nostrils? Does He hear it? Does he appreciate it? Again, I would like to say, wenn wir beten wollen, so müssen wir kommen in der Geist und in der Wahrheit. When we will pray, God is a spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. So I'm not able to tell whether he prays in faith or not. But God perceives the faith or the absence of it. And the prayer is received or rejected, as the case may be. Now, if we go through our ritual every morning and every evening and maybe 10 times a day, we are faithful in reciting or even in reading this beautiful prayer. Where's my heart? Where are my thoughts? Am I just simply going through the motions? And my thoughts are way out there somewhere else. My thoughts are out there on the farm, in the shop, wherever it may be. Those types of prayers, those are types of prayers that God does not hear, because they're not coming from our heart. There in all beta will, there must in all beta in their Geist und in their Wahrheit. He that will worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. God's John 4:24. So let us be faithful, and let us pray to our God in the spirit and in the truth. Let us, at another place it says that the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Our God and Father, you see the depth of my soul. May my prayers be pleasing to you always. O Lord God, don't let me pray prayers that are not heard. Don't let me pray. Don't let me get so carried away with my own things and my own doings that my thoughts are not with you when I pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray, hear my cry. Bend your ear down low and hear my cry, Lord. I come to you this morning, dear God, and I pray for each one out there that is listening to this message, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, that you would open his eyes, open her eyes, dear God, that she might know and understand and realize that she is talking to a living God when she prays. She is not talking to a fence post. We're talking to a living God when we pray. And we could pray in faith, believing that our prayers will be answered. So, Heavenly Father, I just pray this morning that you would have your way in my life and teach me how to pray, even as the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. So, I pray this morning. Teach us to pray. Go with us and guide us today. Give us wisdom and direction, Lord. And we just ask these things in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. And God bless you all, and have a great and wonderful day. I look forward to seeing you on the Bible study. Bible study starts at 7:30 each Saturday morning. If you can join us live. If you call in at 218-862-1300, and the ID number for that is 525-819. Again, 218-862-1300, and the ID number 525-819. My name is Moses Stolzfus, and if you want to call me, feel free to do so, 717-656-9576. God bless you.